Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning. It is the Home Show Garden Pros here on Sports Radio 610. This show, we talk about gardening, bring in super amazing knowledge experts, because, you know, gardening is really good for you. Really, really good for... I just finished an article, a pretty long article, about the many ways gardening is good for our mental health. Yeah, got you there, because you were thinking, oh, like, yeah, Danny, it's good exercise. Oh, for sure, yeah, it's good healthy food. Yeah, I get it. No, your mental health. So, that's... we're here to help you out. So we know this thing that's really good about for you, really good for your brain, for your body. It's called gardening. So we talk about it. And, you know, we do that by kind of wrapping in all these amazing garden centers all over town. It's pretty much like the great gardening places in or near Houston, or some of the times former small towns that Houston has annexed against their will. So that brings in Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center in Kingwood. Hey, Diane.
Good morning, Danny. Good morning, everyone.
I don't want to bring up a emotional topic, talk about the annexation, but I remember that era when you had those free Kingwood bumper stickers on everybody's bumpers.
I wasn't around. I was somewhere else, I guess.
Yeah, I think you were down in Houston back then. But it was really funny because Houston had annexed Kingwood, but Kingwood was like, no, we don't want to be part of Houston. But the lighter times when annexing our neighborhoods was a big deal. So the other, yeah. So you're from Warren Southern Gardens and now Kingwood Garden Center. That's awesome. Awesome improvement for the Kingwood gardening game, and that means the Houston gardening game. Tell us about how that transition's going with Kingwood.
Yeah, it's great. We're really excited. You know, each garden center has its own sort of feeling, and yeah. Kingwood Garden Center, it's been there, you know, for a long time. It's changed hands. It's had many owners, but the customers have been really loyal, and, it's a special spot, so we're really enjoying, you know, having both garden centers, and you know, look forward to the future, especially, you know, the holidays and fall. Hopefully, that's always a really exciting time for us in the garden center. You know, we love fall, yeah. So it's around the corner, so we're getting excited about that, making plans.
Well, that is fun. That is fun.
Yeah.
You got so many holidays, you know, and so much kind of seasonal activity, you know, the pumpkins, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, that's kind of how I look at gardening. It's, you know, it's cyclic. And so we look forward to different plants, different seasons. You know, fall is so fun. Really, those are some of my very favorite plants, the plants we see fall.
Oh, right. Yeah. The plants themselves. I mean, on top of all of the, because really, it's like a lot of America's favorite kind of holiday, family holidays. You got Easter, 4th of July, and then all the rest right now are just in the fall, you know. So it really is a great time, and hopefully a time of celebration and not a time of stress and anxiety. But that is where the mental health aspect of gardening comes in.
Yeah, and, you know, you're so right. It is. It's really the only time that I find that I'm really in the moment when I'm gardening. I can just really focus on, you know, my plants and the sunshine and the insects and, of course, the butterflies. And so I've really, really been enjoying that. I'm in a semi-new house, and so I'm really kind of just getting into the different, you know, I have more birds and I have more dragonflies.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
My butterfly gardening is a little bit different. I had a bat in my house last week, so exciting.
Nobody got rabies? Everybody's fine?
Yeah, it was really weird. It was in the middle of the night, and there was a bat flying around in my house. So it was really kind of creepy, in addition to all the fun events that have been going on. So
that is wild. Well, I'm glad
that bats are good.
No, bats are awesome. I love seeing them outside. You know, I love seeing them outside the house.
It was weird.
One of my favorite things to do is be chilling outside, and then as the twilight kind of rolls in, seeing the bats kind of flying around eating mosquitoes. You know, I love that.
Yeah, they actually really help us out. So do dragonflies. I've really been getting into dragonflies, which is probably dangerous for me since I already have my butterfly passion. But I have some really neat dragonflies in my garden this year. So
yeah, I was out at the Houston Botanic Gardens, kind of walking around in there. It's getting close to opening, very exciting. But they have their children's lagoon in the family garden. I was walking, I was following this turtle that was swimming through the water, really cool. But then I noticed, and there were noticeably six different dragonflies. There was, you know, one that had a spot on the wing, a couple emerald, you know, it's like really interesting to see. I never really noticed the difference in dragonflies before. So it's really, really cool. And, you know, I love dragonflies too. I would be more inclined to do dragonfly gardening if that was possible than butterfly gardening. Now, granted, I kind of already do butterfly gardening quite a bit, so maybe that is an easy change or easy adjustment, but maybe that's something that we brainstorm about a little bit later today. I do want to go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say they're so pretty, and I think that if you, you know, do you know, a small pond or you know, a water gardening feature, they're really attracted to that.
Yeah, that is awesome. I definitely want to explore that later. I know some days throughout the year, I'll just have 30 or 40 dragonflies in my backyard flying around. And so I'm not sure what that's about, but I do have that. So, you know, on this show, Diane is here for the full 2 hours. We're going to just pick her brain. She's going to answer your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. That's what we do. It's a live radio show. We also have our other Home Show Garden Pros that kind of rotate through. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons just off 249 past Loetta, and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden down there in Richmond. All cool places, all great places to take your gardening questions, take sprigs of your problem plants, buy your new plants, buy your soils, just incredible spots. So super pumped about having Diane Bolanowski from Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens here with us today. And one thing it seems like a lot of people are dealing with is compost top dressing. So we're going to talk about y'all's awesome soils and how to take advantage of that great stuff today on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. A lot of gardening to be had this year. It's really been pretty phenomenal. We're really seeing kind of, you know, the best of from the threats. So, you know, crazy populations of tropical army worms this year. And the place I turn for solutions to problems like that, if it's, you know, the BT from Monterey, which is phenomenal for handling pest insects, especially pest caterpillars. They're awesome. Sluggo. They have some really cool organic fertilizers and organic solutions. I use their Nematode Plus to great use. In fact, I bought some again recently because I'm going to try to do what one of our callers suggested last week was, you know, cut the plant down, treat for nematodes, and then try to nurse it through the summer. And I'm going to see what Diane thinks of that also. But Monterey Lawn and Garden has incredible products that just help you be a better gardener. They are all about solutions. And one of them is Sluggo. And Sluggo is great at protecting your plants and garden from snail damage. During a rainy stretch like this, this is snail and slug breeding time. So they can really affect your lawns. They can affect your vegetables, your citrus, especially fruits and berries. So be careful. You apply Sluggo in the evening. Snails and slugs are out overnight, so you want to like block them then. It's organic. It's safe for your pets and family, and you can use it in your veggie garden. Pretty cool. So look for Monterey Lawn and Garden products at your Garden Pro nurseries. All of them sell quite a few solutions there and a lot of really great stuff. So if you want to check out their whole selection of stuff and maybe, you know, like if you want Warrants in the Gardens to sell something they don't have, you can go to Monterey's website, MontereyLawnandGarden.com, and then go to, you know, go to Warrens in the Gardens and be like, hey, can y'all start carrying blank? And they'll be like, yeah. So anyway, Diane Belanowski from Warrens Southern Gardens is here, and we are here to help answer your gardening questions. I'm going to say the number a couple of times, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Diane, we're here to do what we can to help answer gardening questions. Am I right?
We are.
And, you know, every week we answer a couple email questions, and we will for sure get to a couple of those. But I got to tell you, a lot of them have been about struggling lawns. And as I walk my dog in the neighborhood and go for bike rides, it looks like it's like compaction is really finally taking its toll. Like it's really finally doing its thing. The compaction from Harvey is what I'm talking about, where these lawns are failing without chinch bugs, without sod web worms, you know, without a fungal problem. It's just sort of like, they can't do it anymore because the soil is too compact.
Yeah, excuse me. I really agree with that. I was thinking about that even last year, that people were just having so many soil issues, and it was apparent that, you know, between Harvey and all these, you know, heavy rain events that we've had, Imelda and so forth, our soil, you know, really, especially in this area, has really just had it.
I think it's true in our area too.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm seeing it in my lawn as well. It's relatively good and healthy, but there are spots that I'm definitely seeing issues with.
Right.
And U-mates, you know, I can't talk about U-mates and compost enough. Those two things, I think, are really key in correcting that.
Yeah, because if you have a compaction problem, you want to do a compaction solution. Right? Let's always talk about, like, people that are trying to deal with a fungal problem with a chemical solution. It's like, okay, you know, that's a biological problem. My first thought's going to be a biological solution. This is a physical problem. So like maybe there's a physical, you know, like using physics, there's a solution. And that's where Humates really comes in. So that's awesome thoughts there.
Yeah. And I've also thought a lot about, you know, the buildup of salt. Mm. In the soil, I mean, using what I call synthetic fertilizers or, you know, not following an organic program, I think over time that salt really kind of just desiccates and kind of ruins the balance in the soil, which,
wow,
of course, you know, causes trouble.
Yeah. So I guess if you have a kind of a compacted kind of bowl patch and you've got that salt problem, it's even worse than it would be without the compaction.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Well, 281-496-5711. We answer gardening questions on here. That's what we do. So Jeff, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your question for Diane?
I've got like a black belt in killing plants apparently because,
wait, does that make him a gardening ninja?
I'm telling you, I can assassinate something green in a heartbeat. But no, my wife and I, we went through and we planted some knockout roses, and some of them are taking really well. But two of our plants, they're not blooming again. And at first I just attributed it maybe to being in shock from transplanting over, but now we're starting to see some of the leaves browning. And, you know, we've been getting two different, you know, how much to water. You know, one place has told us, you know, hey, you water maybe twice a week. The other one is like, you know, but you, when, of course, when you do a real good, you know, drenching of the soil, you know, that type of thing. Don't actually spray the, you know, spray the roots, don't spray the flowers, you know, that type of thing.
But, who said that? You know, who said that advice?
Say again?
Do you remember who said that advice?
No, it was probably one of the places that we went to.
Yeah.
It's like sprayed down around, not like physically on top.
Okay.
Is that wrong?
No, that's exactly right. Root.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, I'm getting concerned that we may have struck again and two of these plants are not going to make it. So does that sound like anything you've heard of where the leaves are starting? And when I say brown, it's like, it's not like a dry, brittle brown. I mean, they still have, you know, it still feels like they've got water in them, but they're brown, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff. So,
yes,
did you have anything else to add? I have a few thoughts.
No, that's it. I mean, by all means, please.
Yeah, so knockout roses are really tough roses, so they're not finicky like hybrid teas and, you know, Floribundus and some of the fancier roses, but they perform really well when they're on a little bit on the drier side.
Okay.
And sorry, this Saharan dust, I guess, is getting to me. But they like really good drainage, and they really do need a good 6 full hours of sun. So that would be the first thing. You know, they need a good 6 hours. They need to drain really well. And if the leaves, you know, too much watering, overwatering, and underwatering can look very similar. And I see a lot of customers get really, or gardeners get really confused. If the leaf is hard to tear, and that's the best way I think I can describe it, a lot of times that means it's you're overwatering. If the leaf is dark and crispy, and comes off easily, that generally means that they're getting a little too dry. And sometimes if they get too dry and then you kind of try to overcompensate by, you know, watering, they can become a little stressed out. Go ahead.
I can't really remember a knockout rose that I've ever encountered that has been underwatered. You know what I mean? Like, they're pretty much, just don't water them, and they're great.
Yeah, and you see that, you know, that's why they, especially when they first came out, they were planting them along the freeway, because they're tough roses.
Right.
A few ways to get them to bloom, one, roses love Epsom salt, and that really contributes to their overall health. It helps them really green up, and become lush. So Epsom salts, it's a cheap, easy thing. Tomatoes like it, like Epsom salt too.
Do you just sprinkle that around the base of it? Or?
Yeah, I always try when I add an amendment, if you can go to the edge of the root zone with a little hand trowel and just kind of make a few pockets, and you can put the Epsom salt down that way. You can also dilute it in water and water it in.
Okay.
Usually that's a better way to go. Also, fish emulsion is an excellent fertilizer for roses. If you didn't, did you fertilize them this season with a granulated fertilizer?
Yeah, they've only been in the ground maybe 2 weeks. We just got them.
I would think maybe
2 weeks, maybe three.
I would think maybe Diane, Jeff's dealing with like, an ongoing soil situation, maybe that something was off of the soil before you even got in there. Maybe humic acid is the way to go forward with that.
What I did is we pulled everything that was in there from what the builder put in like 18 years ago. Okay. I dug down 4 inches. Then it was a combination of, what do you call it, mushrooms and some other type of fertile soil that they told us about. And then after that, we put the guard, the root, uh, the
Root stimulator?
No, it's a black thing you put over the top to keep
weed cloth.
The weed guard. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Put that over the top, and then we put the plants in. I tried to give them, you know, as much fertile stuff as I could. Like I said, I dug down 4 inches,
yeah.
4 to 6 inches, actually. So I don't know how much of the real soil the roots are actually hitting yet.
Well, Jeff, we're going to hit a break, but then after the break, we're going to answer your question. I think that Diane and I can give you some clear advice on how to move forward.
I would sure appreciate that.
Yeah, we're just timing-wise, we're going to take a little break.
Sure. Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. 281-496-5711. After this quick break, we're going to tackle a issue that Jeff has with some knockout roses. So stay with us. Home Show Garden Pros, Diane Bolanowski, Sports Radio 610.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants. And this weekend, we remain continually stocked on all the hot items right now. Good for planting now. We've got a great selection of citrus trees. We've got some tropical fruit to choose from. We also have seasonal vegetables in stock. That includes peppers and squash and cucumbers. Now is also the time to start your pumpkin seeds for fall. We're fully stocked on blooming perennials, echinacea, pentas, salvia, hibiscus. We've got gardening tools. Now would be a great time to put a layer of compost on your yard. We're still doing phone orders and curbside pickup, so give us a call. But we're also open 10 to 5 for in-store shopping. Buchanan's is located at 611 East 11th Street in the Heights. Our phone number is 713-861-5702. Give us a call or follow us on Instagram. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros, Diane and Danny.
281-496-5711. So Jeff posed the question to us, Diane. I'm here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Beautiful spot up there. About this kind of maybe a situation where he's got some knockout roses failings. And one thing that triggered my ears was he mentioned mushroom compost. So
I heard that too.
Just wanted you to provide Jeff a couple solutions.
Yeah. So mushroom compost, I don't know where that comes from because I know a lot of us, we don't carry it. The soil here is generally on the alkaline side, and mushroom compost is pretty alkaline. And so I almost never recommend working mushroom compost using that as an amendment,
right?
Because it tends to make the situation worse and brings the pH up a little too high. And roses definitely like a more acidic soil. So that would be one thing that I don't think the mushroom compost was probably a good amendment choice.
So now how does he kind of turn that ship around? Is it the MicroLife acidifier or is it a couple things?
I think it's probably a couple things. The other thing that I think I also heard, and it's just, I think it's a good reminder for everyone. When you're working amendments, when you're planting something substantial, whether it be a shrub, a perennial, a tree, amendments are, you know, are great. You need to amend the soil, But you have to take the soil that's there and work it into the amendment. So when you take soil out, you take the amendment, and usually what I do is 2/3 of whatever it is, compost, shale, and then I will work the native soil or the soil I took out of the hole into that. And then in the hole itself, I'll work some of the amendment. Mm. Because if you don't, when the plant is trying to root out, it can become like a clay bowl.
Right.
And when we have heavy rains or deep watering, your plant can just be sitting there like in a bowl. And then if it's too dry, the roots come up against, just like clay. So I think that's really important. I almost would recommend replanting the roses. What do you think, Danny?
You know, my first blush is to really attack it with some humic acid, microlife acidifier, and seaweed is kind of what I would go in. My feeling with mushroom compost is basically it's just a salt fertilizer in some old mulch. So that's kind of a brutal view on it. And so it doesn't last very long. It greens up some plants. But with roses and the alkaline situation. So Jeff, what we're saying is you got a situation with the soil. You made hardy, healthy soil, maybe for like another plant, maybe for like, some Texas natives or something like that. With the roses, you want to switch. The humic acid will lock up some of those salts that are kind of roaming around, and then maybe do a little layer of good compost. And then I'm topping it off with microlife acidifier. So that's my kind of advice for Jeff, but that's what we got.
I think that sounds good. And knockouts are tough.
They are tough. So you're probably going to get them through it, right?
For sure.
Yeah. So, Jeff, there is hope, but just a word of the wise out there. Anything that was used to grow other plants is maybe not some, or other entities is maybe not something that we want to be like, okay, it's an agricultural product. So just be aware of that. So real quickly, we're going to jump on with Ricardo. Hey, Ricardo, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just bought some jasmines, and I'm putting these on the back of our fence, or in the back of our house on our back fence. And I was just wondering.
The vining star jasmine? Like the go
yes,
up? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, cool.
And I was just wondering, as far as the spacing, how.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a rule of thumb or, I just got them yesterday, and I got them set up, and obviously very excited about it. But I didn't get much time to get on Google or YouTube, and
sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm actually here at the Yard Depot. I came to get some topsoil, and I turned on the radio, and I heard. I was like, oh, this is perfect. I can just call and find out.
Oh, great.
So yeah. So as far as spacing, what do y'all recommend?
So Ricardo, do you have a trellis that they're going to go up, or is it just going to be on the fence?
It's on the fence. I'd say I have the back fence is a combination of the iron rod and like a stucco every 16 feet. So it's going to be on the rod.
Okay. So there's plenty of room for them to go vertical. I'd probably do like 2 feet apart. I think you'd be fine with that kind of spacing. You could probably even go 3 feet, but anywhere between 2 and 3 feet, I think would be fine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. That was it. Okay. Awesome. So 3 feet. Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool. Go ahead.
I was saying, Ricardo, when it comes to buying soils, your best bet is to go somewhere that loves soils and cares about soils. So I encourage you to avoid some of the big box stores and think about going to a great retail garden center like our co-op members. So just,
And don't use topsoil when you plant those.
I think these, I said topsoil because that's like the main piles they have here, but I was referring to, it's a plant, they said it's a planting premium grade soil.
Okay, you're at
combination of like a composite and a little bit of manure so it's for planting.
Well, okay, we're rooting for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, man. I guess, yeah, he said yard depot, and I just heard the word depot and had a moment of, you know, pause. So, Diane Bolanowski here. We're answering your gardening questions, 281-496-5711. And Johnny, we see you up there. Definitely going to get you after this quick break as we take a quick break from Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We rarely have a episode on the show where MicroLife just doesn't come up. They really are doing an excellent job. And, you know, we have listeners via kind of our podcasts and our Listen Now button live stream that we do on the website. That website is homeshowgardenpros.com. And, you know, people ask us, like, hey, I'm in Missouri. Like, what can I do to improve my soils? And it's tough to give them thorough advice because we're so fortunate that we have MicroLife in the city. And I know that sounds kind of weird to say about a business, but they're from here. They love here. They really do a great job making solutions for our soils. Like they got a new one, a new liquid organics called Soil and Plant Energy. And basically it is just really amazing for providing a boost of growth for unhealthy plants. And if you mix that with their MicroGrow, which is plant disease protection, all of a sudden you've just quadrupled this plant's health. Pretty amazing. So, and then, you know, they're taking this approach of like safety and health, you know, not like, hey, go out there and kill this stuff. But, you know, like health is this thing that we're all participating in. And what you put in your lawns, what you spread with your hands, that's part of your health. So, your plants are your outside family, your birds that visit, those dragonflies that Diana and I talked about. But MicroLife fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible. What that does is makes greener plants, makes bigger flowers, and makes better fruit or better vegetables. Pretty incredible. So you want better lawns? MicroLife's incredible. That's the 624 multi-purpose that you can just put out. And now is a great time to put it out while the soil is kind of wet and moist. It'll suck it up real quick. So it's all organic. It's safe to use for you, your kids, and your pets. I always feel weird about saying that because it's like really, really, really good for your soil and your plants. And then it's like, you know, totally safe for you and your kids and your pets. It can't burn, right? It's not a chemical. This is one of those biological solutions. You ever read the bag of this stuff? It reads like what you might think a like feed might be, like an animal feed or something like that. And basically, it is food. It's just food for another population of being. So MicroLife fertilizers in the summer are extremely important because of the high heat and the chemical burn that can happen with other fertilizers can't happen with them. And so in the summer, when plants are growing fast, when diseases are rampant, when pest insects are populating hugely, you have a chance to use great fertilizer. So your favorite Home Show Garden Pro has MicroLife, and so that's what you want to do. You want to find them at their website, microlifefertilizer.com. Like, I know for sure that Warren Southern Gardens has MicroLife because I've filled up my refillable jug there.
Yes, we definitely do. And that's a really, we love the refillable station. That way you can get your favorite fertilizer and recycle plastic at the same time.
And save a little money, huh?
Yeah. And that soil energy is fantastic. that product from MicroLife, I love. And I used it on my lawn. I used it in my new garden beds, and it's great.
That is awesome. Really good stuff. 281-496-5711. Diane Bolanowski here from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center answering your gardening questions. And Johnny, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Good, Johnny. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Well, I want to kill something. I don't want it to grow. I've got Dallas grass, and I've had it the last 2 or 3 years, and I get out there with my little spade and bucket, and I pick up, I have an old pool, 5-gallon pool bucket. I fill that thing up once a week, and that It's that Dallas grass is eating me up.
Mm. Is it growing in your lawn, or what's it growing in?
Yeah, in the lawn. Yeah. And last year I got irritated with it, and I got some Roundup and killed a bunch of it. And, of course, it killed all the St. Augustine, and I resod it, and it's back again this year. And I've heard I went up to Arborgate, and they say the only way to kill it is with a pre-emergence herbicide, but they have some dust up there that you can wet the grass and sprinkle it on. But I'm on 2 acres, and that little bitty can costs $20. Is there anything else I can put on there to knock that grass down? Because pulling it up is it doesn't seem to be. I can't keep up with it. It's growing like crazy.
It is a hard question. It can be pretty rampant. And I know the product that you're talking about because it does work. And unfortunately, it's called Agrifos. Wait, is it Agrifos?
Agrilon.
Well, yeah, Agrilon. And actually, it has turmeric and cinnamon in it. And amazingly, it works. It works great. It also works on basket grass and crabgrass. The problem is that it does come in a small container.
Right.
And they used to actually make it in bulk, and we used to sell it in bulk. But unfortunately, they don't do that anymore. I'm not sure why. But it really is effective, and it does work. The pre-emergent is also going to be a solution. You could put the pre-emergent down now.
I could. What kind would I put down?
There's two different types. Well, they're very similar. One is called Barricade, and one is called Dimension. And what that does is when the Dallas grass drops seed, it forms a barrier so that seed doesn't germinate.
Right.
So it's not going to kill what's up now. It's a preventative.
Oh, okay.
So the issue with that, I mean, that was a great description of what chemical pre-emergents do, is they form a temporary layer that blocks the seeds from germinating, and sometimes will decompose them a little bit. But you have to time it well. And with something like Dallas grass, it's always dropping seed. It's always sprouting new seed. And so that's really a tough thing. Other than, do you have any like special areas of your lawn that you can maybe try to make Dallas grass free? I know I got Dallas grass out of my lawn through compost top dressing and patience, and the St. Augustine has come in and dominated it. If I have a stress happen to the lawn, I see Dallas grass come up. So what I understand Dallas grass does is break up compacted soils.
Right.
And so, you know, something like spreading dry molasses might be a thing to do to really kind of try to push the movement of the soil forward. But in that large of a setting, any external approach is going to be expensive, right? I mean, that's the – so maybe like you pick your favorite, 10,000 square feet, and you say, okay, this is going to be where my lawn is.
Right.
My lovely lawn. And then that's where the Agrilon can come in. That's where maybe some higher level treatments can come in.
Well, it's kind of right out the back door by the patio, then along the fence. So it's an area probably about 60 feet long, you know, maybe 10 feet wide. I get out there every evening when it gets shady and pull this stupid grass up, and it's hard to get up.
It is. It is hard to get up.
Yeah.
What's your lawn made of?
It's mostly St. Augustine. The front looks back, the back. Part of the yard looks back. It's all St. Augustine.
How tall are you mowing?
4 inches.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really would encourage you to, like, try to push your soil forward. So, in this case, that's something like, you know, doing dry molasses in a spread, maybe looking at a very thin layer of humic acid or something like that to try to kind of improve your soil tilt and let the St. Augustine dominate. That I've seen that work on multiple occasions.
So dry molasses and humic what? I'm writing this down.
Yeah, Humates Plus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's another dry spreadable.
Yeah, that's the problem with that. I was I was hoping for a spray, and last year I mean that stuff was growing like crazy. I thought it's going to take over the whole yard, and of course the Roundup knocked it down, and then I brought in that soil. But you're right, when I'm getting out there pulling that Dallas grass up, I'm pulling up clumps of you know, part of the
St. Augustine
grass that
the tough thing about Roundup is it does kill, but it also, it's trademarked as a chelative tool, so it bonds a bunch of chemicals together, and also as an antibacterial, so it actually will kind of kill your soil pretty heartily. So you're talking about something that kills the life in the soil and compacts the soil a little bit. And so it's not surprising that you would continue to see Dallas grass more than St. Augustine after a Roundup treatment. And that's just, you know, what their patents have. That's not even talking about, you know, modern medical research on that stuff. But, I'm going to focus on kind of plant health on this front. And I think that you can get the St. Augustine to be more competitive, Johnny.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I guess I'll try some of that that cinnamon stuff. It did knock it down, but I guess I'll bite the bullet, buy a bunch of it, put it down, and see if that won't knock it down for this year at least, and then something else next year.
You definitely want to wet the leaves and apply it to your weed plants only. So, I mean, it is a labor-intensive thing, but it does work. Just pick your favorite area and do it there.
Thank you so much
for the call, man.
Thank you.
Anytime you got somebody, Diane, dealing with big acreage like that, it's always like hard to be like, okay, well, here's this expensive product, you know.
So. I know. Yeah. But, you know, it's interesting you were talking about the domination of grass, of the grass, because that's kind of what I like to do. Last mowing before I mowed, I let it grow pretty longer than I normally would.
Mm.
And so, sort of letting it dominate, and, you know, of course, focusing on the soil health, I think is really the key to a lot of lawn issues, because when you use things like Roundup and other products like that, and are really heavy handed, you're doing damage to the soil, which in the long term is going to cause more problems. So you might get, you know, quick results, but it's not always the best approach.
You're absolutely right. 281-496-5711 for your question. This knowledgeable person we got on definitely knows lots of stuff. Diane Blonowski, Warren's in the Gardens. You can't go into Warren's and ask her questions pretty often. She loves that. So, but right now we got a live radio show, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Juicy watermelon, eggplants, peppers, okra, squash, all taste better when you grow your own. Get your summer garden growing with a visit to Wabash Feed and Garden. Hi, I'm Betty, inviting you to visit a bit of the country in the heart of the city. Find out what you need at Wabash: organic compost, fertilizers, healthy starter plants, and answers to your summer gardening questions. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. Look for the big rooster and make sure to mention that you heard about us on Home Show Garden Pros.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. I'm at the nursery today, ready to help you get your green on. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We are all here for you. The summer heat is upon us. Nothing performs better in our summer heat than bougainvillea. We grew many different varieties that are putting on a show right now, and they're ready for you in our bedding area. We also offer pot potting service. So if you bring your pots in or you purchase pots here, we can pot them up and have them ready for you at a specific time. A great way to stay connected with what's happening at the nursery is join our Facebook page at Plants for All Seasons. If you've never visited Plants for All Seasons, we're super easy to get to. We're at 21328 State Highway 249. Or go to www.plantsforallseasons.com for more info. We've implemented curbside pickup for your convenience, but you're more than welcome to do shopping at your leisure. Stop by and see us. We'll help you get your green on. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Diane and Danny.
Yes, Diane and Danny back. Thank you, Sherry. Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. It's 281-496-5711. It's a live radio show. We love hearing your calls, hearing from you. Diane Bolanowski is here, kind of dishing out great gardening advice, helping you with your gardening questions. Already helped quite a few folks with their questions so far. We also, both Home Show Garden Pros and Warren Southern Gardens, have amazing Facebook pages that we'd love for you to visit, ask questions, you know, message us directly on, and websites that are worth a visit. Our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, has two buttons. You get on there and there's a bunch of tip videos. Basically, all our tip videos that we've ever done are on there. There's a blog. We talk about some gardening stuff on there too. That's homeshowgardenpros.com. Two big buttons, the Listen Now button. So you can listen. You don't have to listen on the radio. You can hit that Listen Now button on our website and listen wherever you are. So pretty cool. I do it on my phone sometimes and kind of tune in because it plays it all week. So I can be like, oh, well, shouldn't have said that. Whoops. also, there is a Ask a Pro button. Hit that button. Sends us a email, and you can put a picture on there and ask us a question. You can also do that on Facebook. Send us questions there, and we will answer your gardening question. So every week we do we do an email question of the week. And the email question this week is, Tiffany is wondering how to keep birds and squirrels off her figs.
Well,
it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
That's a hard one. It really is. Squirrels, I don't know that the squirrels are really, a lot of people think that squirrels are eating their veggies in the garden, and really they're just kind of making a mess, or digging in the soil. So I don't know if the squirrels are actually eating them. The birds definitely are likely going for the figs. Mm. You know, one thing is that, you know, the birds are thirsty. So, and I think we always say this, having some kind of water source for the birds, having a, you know, having a small fountain or bird bath is always a good thing because then they're not going to go after your tomatoes or possibly your figs. I think that's probably the best approach. I don't know any other real way. I just pulled up my tomatoes finally because I was sick of it. So
well, I want to explore that later on. Luckily, we got Diane for 2 hours, so we're gonna talk about pulling up tomatoes later. So you can save that conversation because we're gonna get into that for sure. Because it's a big season. Now's the time. So anyway, but figs though they're confusing because it's like, when exactly are they ripened? And in this situation, two things come to mind for me. One is spend more time with your plants, right? If the birds are getting to your stuff before you are, then maybe you're not out there enough. But figs have this moment where they start to dip. Just like when tomatoes turn color, the plant is kind of done doing anything with them other than holding it for ripening, right? But when the fig dips, that's the sign. So you pick it, you get into a warm place inside or safe from birds, and it'll ripen just as well there as it would on the tree. And so if you can do that, in the morning, pick your figs in the morning when they dip, you will stay ahead of the animals outside. That's the best tip that I've got for it.
That's a good tip.
But really, it's the old tip. What's the best thing you can give to your garden? Your shadow, you know, so it's like repeating that.
It's very true.
281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros. And Joe, see you holding. We're definitely going to get you after this quick break, and it will be quick. Joe, keep holding. Home Show Garden Pros.
Your outside family needs love too. Show you care with MicroLife fertilizers. Add a second round of MicroLife 624 and Humates Plus to grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. When the heat is on, add MicroLife liquid organics to both cool and feed your plants. MicroLife fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible while safe for you, your children, and pets. MicroLife fertilizers, available at your friendly neighborhood garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard. Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Diane Bolanowski here on Home Show Garden Pros. She's come all the way from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center in Kingwood, which is really Houston, but it's also called Kingwood. You know, it's like Santa Galleria right these days because it annexed it. Anyway, don't want to bring up the past anymore. Home Show Garden Pros, not Home Show, you know, City Boundary Pros. Okay, 281-496-5711. And Joe, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
Good morning to both of you. I live in Bel Air, and my lawn is covered with zoysia grass. It's been very hardy for the past 6-7 years since it was first sodded. You know, drought conditions, excessive water don't seem to bother it. But in the last two weeks, I'm developing patches of almost a gray color, not even brown, as little spots seem to be dying off. Don't know what that is. Wondering what you would recommend I treat it with.
It sounds like gray leaf mold, and it's hard to, without actually seeing a picture, it's hard to say for sure. But it could be, you know, it could be sitting a little bit too wet in those spots, or it's just very common this time of year to see it. Usually it's not a big deal, but are you having dieback in those areas?
Yeah, it turns almost a silver color. It's interesting you say gray leaf mold because it does look gray or silverish as it dies. I wouldn't say it's a problem that's pervasive across the lawn, but there's three or four reasonably, you know, getting larger patches. And I didn't know if there was a product you would suggest I use to try to abate the problem or eradicate it.
Diane, do you think Joe's problem is gray leaf mold, or do you think he's dealing with soil compaction that is allowing puddling and the zoysia is finally succumbing to some of the common diseases that wouldn't be a problem normally, but because of compaction, like maybe
yes,
that's what's happening?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Yeah, for sure. And then it's just exacerbating the problem. So soil, focusing on the soil and putting down compost and possibly doing some core aeration.
Joe, have you done a compost top dress?
No, I've done nothing at this point. Wanted to call you guys first and get some direction on where to go.
Zoysia loves compost top dressing. It really, really loves it. And basically, you're getting decent soil, a good compost, I mean, and you're spreading it, you know, a quarter of an inch or less around the whole space, and then either blow it in with a blower or, like, water it in to let it get down to the soil level.
Okay.
And compost has a ton of humic acid in it, so it'll actually begin to open up the soil, and you'll reduce your compaction. And then the living things that are in the soil will get eaten by the living things in your soil, and you'll end up having even less compaction and also a bunch of nutrients and a bunch of nitrogen will be added at the same time. So to me, that's – you need to jump on that quick. I'm seeing that same problem all over town, all over Bel Air, all over Houston, and it's just – I think it's – finally, we're seeing just soil compaction death. You know what I mean? That's
okay.
What we're seeing.
And is there a product that you would – I mean, a composting product I can pick up at a nursery?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Diane's on, and they have a great soil that comes actually in a bigger bag. You want to talk about y'all's compost a little bit, Diane?
Yeah. We have our own aged leaf mold compost, and it's great. It's pretty fine, so it's easy to apply. But leaf mold compost in general, which is available at all of our co-op stores, is just a great product, whether yeah. it's ours or Nature's Way or
right down the road from you, Joe, is Southwest Fertilizer.
Yes.
And they have multiple composts, but they have the Nature's Way fine screened, which since you know you're close to that, if you want to head up to Kingwood to get Warren stuff, that's great. But you know, Southwest Fertilizer is right there with the fine screen from Nature's Way.
Yes, I'm familiar with them. I'll go there. Thank you both for your help. And what about watering? Should I ease back up? I can't help the rain, obviously, but should I, you know, get the sprinklers on maybe a little different schedule?
What's your schedule now?
3 days a week, probably 15 minutes early morning.
That sounds about right to me. What do you think, Danny, when we're not having a rainy? If we're raining, if we have a lot of wet weather, maybe go to, pull back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of preemptive watering. We don't want our soil moist at all times, and zoysia can grow really deep roots, so... I mean, I would pause until everything dries out and then start again. And just also that will let kind of that, if you do have a mold problem or a mildew problem or a fungal problem, that will kind of, you know, slow that down too. But I'd compost top dress as quick as you can.
Okay. Outstanding. Thank you both for your help. I really appreciate it.
No, thanks, Joe.
Have a great week.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Diane, what's happening up at the shop? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I know this isn't a popular thing, but... I actually don't run sprinklers on my lawn at all.
Yeah, me either.
I hand water when necessary. And that kind of keeps me in touch with what's happening.
It also means you're putting a lot less water on your lawn, which is probably what it needs, is a lot less water.
Yes. Yeah.
So what's happening up at the gardens these days? You guys get any new shipments in?
Yeah. Actually... We've been getting really amazing houseplants. So, you know, people have been really into indoor gardening, which is really exciting. So we've gotten in a lot of succulents, and we're getting a lot of smaller houseplants. So for people, you know, for beginners who are really into, you know, getting excited about different varieties, I think it's great because it's easy for them to, you know, try different plants out. So that's been fun. We've been getting some beautiful pottery in. So, you know, cause when you run out of garden space, pottery and container gardening is the next place to go. So, I really, enjoy container gardening, and a lot of people don't realize, cause we get that question all the time, is, you know, can I plant this in a container? Can I grow a rose in a container or a gardenia or, citrus? And really, you can grow anything in a container.
I guess at the right container, just depends on the size and the depth and the shape. No, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, we have a lot of great pond plants, and of course, all of the usual things in the summer are Texas tough perennials and natives. So,
that is awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun plants that we see. And the cone flowers and rutabecchia this year are fantastic. Mm. They're beautiful. Really, really pretty.
Some of my favorite plants. That is awesome. Well, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. The show is going to keep on going. Keep on answering your gardening questions on Sports Radio 610.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves.
City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter,
spot glasses,
and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Connecticut water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. Aquatexwater.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros. And we got the opportunity to talk to Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek. Hey, Bob. Bob's the guy over at Southwest Fertilizer.
Good morning, Danny. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Well, sure. It would be nice, but we'll see each other eventually. So,
hope so.
No doubt about that. So, Bob does. He answers a question for us every week and gives us some great insight. So, we're going to go after it. Bill in Meyerland asks, muddy patches showing up in my backyard after each storm. Takes days to dry up. Should I use sand or topsoil, or is there something else to help the grass grow back?
Well, definitely in our soil, especially in the Meyerland area or the most of Houston area, that gumbo soil, if there are any low spots in the yard and heavy rains, yes, it could puddle up and be very slow to drain. I would recommend topsoil over sand to level out the yard if it needs it. Another thing you might do is before you start throwing the soil down there is poke some holes in that area and maybe throw some compost down in there first. And then, like I said, the compost will help break that gumbo down a little bit where it will drain a little better through that hole. But you do want to level it out so it drains off to the side of the yard. Also, we have a great product at the store called Revive, R-E-V-I-V-E, and it's a kind of a soil, it's a liquid or a granule. Sprinkle out, and that will help pull that water through the soil and help it drain a little quicker, but it's totally organic. So it's a great product, but we want to level that out and get some organic matter into that soil to help it drain better.
Definitely. Most puddles are compaction-related, right?
Exactly. Like, and we just need to fix that, and it can be done, and it'd be rather easy to do, just a couple bags of topsoil or compost, and we can get that fixed rather quickly.
Yeah, well, Revive sounds like a great solution.
Yeah, it is. It's been a great product for us.
Awesome.
Friends, if any of you have any kind of yard or garden problem, feel free to take a picture of it, bring it to us at the store at 5828 Bissonnette, or if you'd like, send it to me via email at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.